Welcome back to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley, and I am sitting beside this beautiful lake, and I just did my own meditation, and I'm feeling very clear to share a clear message that arrived for me. And that is all around doing what is in our highest good. And when I say our highest good, since we ourselves are nature, Mother Nature is a part of that. And I've been recently having this realization that a lot of times I do things to please other people or to not disappoint other people. And in that, because I'm a little bit of a sensitive soul, I deplete myself and my boundaries go out the window, and I'm left feeling really exhausted, really anxious, and kind of bitter and resentful. And a lot of the times it's easy, in my experience, for me to put that blame on someone else, you know, like this person demands too much of my time, or this work situation is, you know, really pushing on my boundaries, and, you know, poor me, when in reality I have created this. And I think it's really important for us to really remember that we do have choice and we can be empowered in that. So, for example, instead of me feeling like, you know, it's this person's fault, or it's that situation, or it's this opportunity that fell flat, or this person needs a lot of me, I do have the power to set these boundaries for myself. And so do you, so do we all. And I recognize that that does come from a place of privilege. And it doesn't necessarily have to be these big things that we do to put those boundaries in place. It doesn't have to be costly courses or costly therapy to understand how to do that. It can simply be kind of doing an energetic protection before we start our day, or making an intention to stay in our heart when we're feeling triggered and continue to come back to that and continue to feel our feet on the ground and our connection to the earth when we're feeling like we're in a difficult situation. So in honor of that, and in honor of, you know, recognizing that we all are sensitive, and some people can feel those pulls and those obligations and that energetic tie a little bit more than others, but we could all use, I think, a little more protection around our energy and just some more boundaries into our own truth to protect ourselves, and so that we can actually serve from a more full well. So we're going to do a little boundary meditation here. And this is something that I am practicing with you. And this is something I've been practicing every day. So begin to take a big breath. And I don't know if you can hear the nature sounds in the background, but if you can, allow your senses to take it in. And if you have any sense of holding, allow yourself to release that on your exhale. Maybe you take an audible sigh, inhale deeply, exhale out the mouth. And with your eyes closed, begin to feel the energy from the earth up to the crown of your head, and from the crown of your head back into the earth. And seeing this energetic flow as completely pure, divine light, clearing out anything that you're clinging to inside. bringing that beautiful, abundant, clear energy from the earth all the way up to the crown. Letting it wash through your body all the way down back to the earth. And imagine this light as completely purifying. First, clearing out anything you don't need, anything that's not yours. And then letting it go. And your next inhale, bringing that energy all the way up to your crown, letting it release out of your crown and right in front of you. So we're beginning to build a shield. And this light keeps getting brighter, and it keeps getting wider, and it comes through the skin out in front of us, around us, behind us. We are pure light. And as we feel this light wrapping around us, feel the qualities of it. Maybe it's warm, maybe it's cool, maybe it tingles on your skin. Continuing to wrap us around. And setting an intention or a little prayer in this light. So maybe that is to stay in alignment with your heart and what is true. Maybe it is to protect yourself from anything that doesn't serve from entering your vortex. And maybe it's a little bit of forgiveness and self-compassion for when it has, for when you have let it in, from when you didn't value your own boundary. And this is a big one. Send yourself this compassion. Maybe place a hand on your heart for a moment and really just let that in. That compassion, that forgiveness for any time that you let what wasn't right for you come into your heart and come into your space. Hand on your heart, eyes closed, continuing to feel this white light of protection wrapping around you, protecting you. And as you open your eyes, you can look around, noticing any colors, textures, sensations, noises, feeling completely protected, completely safe, and completely in the empowerment of choice. May you always do what is in your highest good.